That's my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
This is an ambush.
I'd be creeping.
We call that a dirty Sanchez south of the border.
Ew, I got cum on my finger.
Pokemon porn.
I'm just afraid you guys won't like me anymore if you see my dick, okay?
That's like great jerk-off material.
Are we talking about penises?
Strength and Gaming are real gamers. We've burst from the womb with dice in one hand, a dick in the other, and the glow of tits in our eyes. We are here to tell it like it is. No bullshit, just the fucking truth. This is Strength and Gaming.
So we're here at Retro City Festival, Pomona, Fairplex. Sal, how are you doing?
It's cold. Looks like it's going to rain.
It's cold. It does look like it's going to rain.
I haven't changed my Depends in 2 weeks.
Every time we go to like a festival or something, it's always freezing.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Because venues are a lot cheaper when it's cold as fuck out.
Yeah.
So they always, because like in the summer, you know, shit's expensive because, you know, people like to go out during the summer, not in the winter because it's cold.
Yeah.
Especially up in the boonies where we're at.
Well, Pomona's not as boonies as Banning.
That's true. Banning, so get raped by a dog.
This is a bit more lit and larger than Arcade Expo, I would say. I think it's also been, it's more publicized.
Yeah. If you're a game collector, this is good for you.
Yeah.
But as I was walking around, I was like, emulator. Oh, yeah, I could do that on an emulator.
Well, Billy Mitchell is here, so.
Can you do him on an emulator? I don't know if you can.
You could always try to grab him later. There was another podcast here near the entrance, a retro video game podcast.
They were right next to the toilet, dude.
Yeah, that's where it should be there.
Look at the nice fucking smells from all
Auto
the
Fire Power Hour. Their business card is cool looking. It's kind of odd that
school,
it's
telecontrol.
Oversized.
Could you imagine if they handed out like Wi-Fi Nintendo controls as their business cards?
No one can afford that.
It's like, bitch, you got money to burn.
Yeah. I mean, these are nice business cards. They're a little bit pricey, you know. However much.
I wonder how many times they had to go through Vistaprint to get the right ones.
Yeah. I hate Vistaprint so much. Yeah, some high-quality Vistaprint right here.
Sam's going to get a mango smoothie.
Mango smoothie? Oh, yeah, there's a coffee and smoothies or behind us.
Pina colada.
Pink's Hot Dogs is here. Hollywood
I was
legend.
At the prices, I was like, oh, that's not very Pink's of you.
Is Pink supposed to be really cheap?
Well, they're decently priced. They're like $3 or $4 more expensive here, though.
There's a couple of bars. There's one that's on the inside with a band playing. I don't think the bands that are playing on the inside were on the main website. I didn't see them. So we saw 8-Bit Heroes, I think, playing earlier.
8-Bit Heroes, no, 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 no.
And shortly, Super Mad Ness is going to be taking the large stage here in the pavilion.
By the way, the pavilion is cold as fuck.
I think Nico is used to that, though, because he was the last time we interviewed him, it was freezing.
Fucking a tank top. It was like 50 degrees outside. It's like in Chile. This is the summer in Chile.
Yeah.
I lived high up in the Andes. This is warm.
You need to work on your Chilean accent.
I don't know how to do a Chilean accent.
Yeah, so first impressions, it's there's a lot of like retro systems and games for sale.
Yeah, if you're a game collector, this is the spot for you.
Apparently. I think that's... So we're going to see Chris, Retro Games Plus, should be here later with his kid. And, of course, he's a collector. Wait, he has a seller. Kid? Dude, he has two kids.
Holy shit. Oh, that's right. I saw him. I saw him.
Pretty sure you met him, or at least seen them when we were at the store, the Retro Games Plus.
Yeah, I'm at the store.
That their grand opening. So... They're on sale?
Yeah. I was like,
you didn't wanna,
secondhand kids are not good.
But yeah, the main hall here is pretty packed. It's funny because it's in the same hall 9 as Anime Impulse, which I don't think we're going to this year because it's like next weekend. I know Jack... I think I'm doing it specifically to spite Jack because Jack... wants to go
Here's
to Anime Impulse.
Jack shows up for like maybe an hour. He says hi and then runs off. And he gets disappointed because we're not going to be here. He's like, bitch, do you even hang out with us when we're here?
No, he just shows up once a year to shit on us, apparently.
Yeah.
Ass spray. Liquid ass. That's
disgusting.
No, we got
him back, though. We got him back pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
It was nice. It'd be nice.
I think he wants vengeance upon you specifically.
When I strike like a fucking deadly snake in the grass, and you don't... Once you take those 12 steps, then you die, dude. He got home, and he's like, God damn it!
No, dude, it was the next day.
Oh, was it the next
day? He was like, the next day, he put his Santa hat on to go to work, and he was like, oh, God, it fucking stinks.
Still smelled.
Still smelt.
He who smelt it dealt it.
He definitely dealt it. The fool definitely dealt it.
But yeah, he won't see the revenge coming, though.
Although, but I thought it already happened. Would we got more revenge coming?
No, if he tries to get revenge.
If he tries to get revenge.
He won't see it coming. It'll be like a couple of days later, and he's like, God damn it, he got me again.
It's going to backfire on him again. I think he learned his lesson with the liquid ass.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think he wants to mess with the liquid ass anymore.
Remember, he's gonna try to get the vomit one.
He mentioned it, but that'd be really bad. He would have to pay for all the audio equipment that got destroyed from all of us vomiting at the same time. Because that'll make you throw up. If it's as accurate as the liquid ass, that would probably make me throw up.
Yeah. We'll just aim at projectile vomit all on him, and he's like,
yeah, and then he'll start throwing up.
Oh
back.
God,
it'll
it's
be
in
like
my
a scene from Family Guy,
huh?
The scene from Family Guy where they're all in the living room,
like, puking on each other.
But yeah, it's I think that would be going too far because we're immune to the liquid ass because we're used to that, you know, like shitting constantly, but. Not used to throwing
vomit
constantly.
I can't do vomit.
Whoa. I just had a little come up thinking about it. Oh, calm down. That dude's going really fast.
Dude, when we were at the...
dude, that wheelchair was going by really
fast.
Pasadena. Almost took us out. Huh?
The Pasadena floats thing.
Oh, you're right.
Kettle
at,
corn, dude. Kettle corn.
Kettle corn.
There
you think they have kettle
corn
here?
Everywhere. No, they just got regular popcorn.
I think we might need a beer or something just to warm up.
A beer is not going to warm you up. It had
no.
to be a shot. Shot, shot,
I don't think they have
shots.
Well, no, they had cocktails inside, I think. They had Cadillac margaritas.
Cocktails?
They had cock inside. Cock margaritas.
Need some cocktails? Dude, I hope they make the Nintendo 64 Mini. I see everybody walking around
N64
with
Mini.
N64s. Like the final version. You know how small those things got? They were small as fuck.
Like they made a Nintendo like a Nintendo 64 after the original.
Yeah, they keep shrinking it.
Oh,
different versions. Virgins.
Because I know they made the one for NES and SNES, but that was recent.
No. Oh yeah. But yeah, they had the smaller versions.
I didn't know that.
And they got really small.
You learn something every day.
Really small.
You're really small.
Really small.
Really small.
That's why I'm thinking that they should be able to do a mini N64.
Yeah. Just see what I think that's the guitarist. No, or the guitar. He's one of the lead guitars from Super Madness. Who's over there?
Zibba.
No, they're groupies. Super Madness's groupies are starting to form by the stage.
Wait, groupies.
You heard me.
Just tell them I'm with the DJ.
Yeah, we're with the DJ.
I'm with the DJ.
But yeah, the fruits of our labor. We got here. This was the first festival that we actually were on a list where they gave us passes.
Yeah, we said we were with the DJ.
We're with the DJ.
I'm with the DJ.
No, but yeah, Retro City Fest. Just getting started here. I think it's probably going to get more lit as the day goes on.
I don't know. Do nerds like the cold weather? Are they willing to come out for?
Most of them have extra layers, bro.
I don't know. It's one thing to have.
I got some extra layers.
It's one thing. If you get wet, they're like gremlins, and they start shooting off more little nerds.
Well, then it'll get lit, right? Because they don't have a nerd mosh pit of like budlings,
some nerdlings, nerd juices.
They're going. Like zerglings, but nerds. Yeah. There's cat hair all over our mics. There's
ball hair on theirs here. Look at this kinky ball hair here.
Yeah, there's some nut hairs on that.
Sick bastard.
There's quite a few kids here, so I'm trying to keep it clean.
Huh?
There's a lot of kids here, so I'm trying not to be too dirty.
Ask them if they know what Willow is. You know what Willow is?
The movie?
The movie Willow. My brother didn't know the movie Willow.
Which
was.
Brother, though?
Angel.
Oh, okay. He's the young one.
Yeah, he's a millennial.
He's a freaking millennial. He wouldn't know.
I bet you he probably doesn't even know that there was a Willow game for the NES. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he didn't know that the movie existed, why would he know about the game?
I like the game. Did you ever play the game?
Probably.
It was an RPG.
Was it on SNES or NES?
On NES.
Yeah.
An RPG on NES.
I think so.
There was a one point where it's like this little open area where it's like a ghost floating around that gives you a ton of XPs.
Yeah.
You can. There's an exploit there where you can just pop into the room, destroy it real quick, leave, and then pop in back in.
We should go see if we can find a copy of Willow here.
Who?
If we can find a copy of Willow.
Willow?
Here.
Holy shit. We wouldn't be able to play it.
No. Why not?
Because you have to get an S.
I have an S.
Does it work? No, but then you need to get
like an old ass TV.
Old ass TV to be able to play it.
I think you can modify TVs to set that.
I know you can get
I bought some adapters, but I couldn't get it to work.
Yeah, with our Dreamcast as well. I got an adapter that allows you to play it on HDMI.
Dude,
that doesn't work.
You know, you're getting old when you feel. I feel like we need like to bring inflatable fucking pads for our asses cushions.
Oh, I got booty though. I got meat in my ass, so it's not hurting my ass.
Can I borrow some of your meat? I have just a little bit more than Mo and Spike. Lancasters don't have much ass.
That's negative territory, dude. So you're like,
they're negative.
Positive zero.
Well, they're negative. I'm like positive,
positive
one.
Zero. Neutral.
Positive zero. Neutral ass. But yeah, so we're gonna be here today, Saturday, January 5th, 2019. This will be the first show of 2019. Right?
Yeah.
Because the last show was the Christmas
special.
First show
of 2019.
So hopefully, we'll get more lit later. All right. Dude. Okay. Wait. Hold on. There's a guy over there wearing a No Ma'am shirt.
A No Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh shit.
He's got a sweet mullet too.
Oh my god.
Or no, maybe it's just long hair with balding in the front. That still counts as a mullet, right? So, dude, look. Right there over there. See? In front of the Philly cheesesteak place.
Oh, that's Mo. Let's go say hi to Mo.
Actually, looks more like Victor with long hair. Sal to confirm. Was that racist?
A little bit.
Okay. So, yeah, we don't talk about him because he doesn't let me display his artwork. He made a beautiful,
hilarious,
a beautiful, he made a beautiful drawing of Sal.
This doesn't reflect my current art style.
That I forced him to do at gunpoint, and he wouldn't let me display it on our web on the web.
Sam, it doesn't reflect his current art style.
Yeah, well,
it's the same fucking art style.
I haven't seen him draw any naked Mexicans recently.
Well, no, there's a progression. You know, you do it for a long time, and you get better.
Talking smack. He doesn't listen to this show, so it's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't listen. That's why I get to make fun of him.
It's all in good fun, anyways. We'll get an injunction later to take this this episode down.
We're gonna have to display his pictures.
Yeah, I'll just bleep out his name. Dude, there was a ginger dude that was walking around that looked like Sean. Not my
brother-in-law. Are you saying all gingies look alike?
Yeah. but they have souls. According to Copper Top or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. Mm-hmm. There's some neat artwork too.
Yeah, I really like that Samus poster.
It was it looked like there was like negative Samus inside of like a Metroid, and it looked kind of like the, you know, like the airbrush style.
Mm-hmm.
Like the negative, like dark on black, like airbrush style. Oh, they're setting up. I see Nico over there.
Is it almost 2 already?
Yeah, dude. It's it's like 1:40 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what does this guy have? He's got a freaking fancy drink. Look at a fancy drink.
My hands are freezing.
Dude, mine are fucking warm. What's your problem?
It's because you keep your hands in your ball sack all day.
Yeah. It's heat generating.
I don't know. Recently, my hands have been starting to get cold, which is weird.
Your dainty fingers have started to get cold.
Normally, I have hot-ass hands. Great for making bread.
Great for making bread. I guess I should make bread. Does it rise while you're kneading it?
Like a dildo in the night.
This will look cool at nighttime. There's a string lights. But it'll also be about 10 degrees colder. That's when the beanie's going to come out.
There's going to be frost here tonight. It's going to rain, for sure.
Oh, dude, I see someone with nachos.
Huh?
Someone's got nachos. Behind you.
I think it's back there where they sell them.
Yeah.
It's
they
nacho
both
time.
Dude, they both have No Man shirts on.
Nacho time.
There's two of them.
Nachos.
Where are the nachos?
The back.
There's
over
pizza.
There.
Alrighty then.
Here, I just want to let you know that you should check out my show, Advanced Band. I think you will find my hacking skills to be top-notch. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Now, time to play some Never Journey.
Hey, so this is Andy, and I'm on a show called Advanced Band. My favorite episode is where I beat Sam's high score in Wolfenstein, so you should check it out, or whatever. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Hey, freak boy, let's get to class.
No, I know I've never met you. I'm gonna have to have more speed.
I'm Samson Lancaster, and I'm here with Brian of Auto Fire Power Hour.
Booyah! Live and in living color, as they say.
At Retro City Fest.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Brian?
It's good. I mean, we've been positioned right here where we need to be, right next to the men's
room. It's comfortable as fuck. This is actually literally the same futon I have in my studio. Ours is just blue.
It's a high-quality product.
Yes.
I'll say that. I'll say that.
High-quality IKEA product.
Yes. I'll say that unabashedly.
I heard you got wrecked in a tournament just recently.
Yeah, I got wrecked in two tournaments.
Two tournaments. Yeah. Okay.
Wrecked is a stretch on the first one. The first one was a Windjammers tournament.
Okay.
I'm well-versed in Windjammers.
Nice.
I've been speaking that language for a number of years. But I think I took third place in. The King of Fighters 98 tournament, though...
Oh, yes.
Absolute trouncing. Like, full transparency, I was beaten down, and my ego may not recover from such the walloping.
That's why I brought it up immediately, so we get it out of the way.
Yeah, just get the sadness. Get the sadness out there.
That's how we
move
roll.
On with our lives.
How long have you guys been doing Auto Fire Power Hour?
Yeah, so my partner Ray and I, we started in 2014, but it was a little bit of a fail start. At the time, we were living in two different countries. So Ray was living in Argentina with his wife and daughter, and then I was living...
He wasn't hiding from
the FBI. He wasn't hiding, yeah, all big time.
Okay, okay.
Dark secrets.
Dark secrets.
But so I was living here in
LA.
You
heard it here first on Strength in Gaming.
That's right. That's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Please don't Google us. So yeah, I was living here in LA, and we did that, and we did a couple episodes. The first episode was about Altered Beast, and really it was started because... We had read this like old review. Ray actually sent it to me, but it was like an old like IGN review of back when they used to review virtual console releases.
Yeah.
And so they reviewed Altered Beast and just shit all over it.
Wow.
Like said it was like the worst thing of all time, and we were mutually offended at that notion.
To be fair though, it's kind of like 90s music.
Yeah.
I love it. It's nostalgic, but it's really not that good.
Music from the 90s, I grant you, is a bit overhyped. A lot of it is super overhyped, but a lot of it
I love Altered Beast, full disclosure.
Okay. So, and that's kind of our thing. Like Altered Beast, like I can sit here and understand all the criticisms you want to levy at that game, like especially if you compare it to something a little bit more like in the vein of Final Fight or X-Men or something like that.
Yeah.
But to sit there and just dismiss Altered Beast entirely,
it's not cool.
Well, and it really like offended our sensibilities. So that was kind of the genesis of our pun, very much intended, by the way.
Yeah.
That was
rise from your grave.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we started it. And then we did another one where it was like an episode about Treasure, the company, and then we kind of went radio silence for a while because it would just the timing. Just never worked out because of how far apart the time delay was.
Yeah.
But then Ray moved back to the U.S. and then we started going at like a really regular interval. So that started probably 2016. So from then to now, we've been going.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Nice. And you guys mostly focus on retro games?
Yeah, I'd say a good like 80% of what we talk about is retro games.
Okay.
I'd say
got the 80-20 going.
Yeah. 80-20.
I think we have the 80-20 going in the opposite direction, actually.
Okay, so you're like 80 new, 20 old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in between. Like I was saying on your guys' show recently, check out Auto Fire Power Hour. Sal and I were just on there. I don't know which episode yet. I'll cut that in later.
We'll let you know.
It'll be the Retro City Fest.
Daddy's got a lot of editing.
Yeah,
here,
yeah, so. You do. Holy crap! We did like Anime Impulse and a few other shows, mm-hmm. Long Beach Comic Con,
right?
And oh my god, like literally, like as soon as I get home, what I do so that it's fresh in my memory is just copy everything onto the computer,
right?
Listen to it and label it. Listen to it and label
yep.
it. Because you can't do that with you can't do that with this
that field recorder you got
field
there?
Recorder not yeah. easily
no
not easily
I have a similar one and you literally have to go in and like dial in each character
yeah, no,
each time
not happening
it's not realistic
literally
at all.
I just look at the date
yep that's all you can do
yeah
yeah I find like so are you the one do you do all the editing for your
yes,
show
yes I do all the editing
okay.
I heard that you guys are lazy and then you split the editing
yes
wow
so I do all of
I wish I could split the editing with somebody.
I do the content editing, like the actual show itself. So I like, you know, try to tidy that up and make us sound smarter and funnier than we actually are. But then Ray will come in and like layer in background music
yeah.
underneath everything that we talk about. So I have the harder job.
Yes,
I'll say that.
It is.
But the fact that I don't do
doing both, I understand.
I would, yeah, and I would never do both ever. Ray actually did do both for a while, and it drove him nuts, and we almost shut down. So we had to figure that shit out.
Yeah, I went. We recently went on a hiatus last year for about 3 months because I was like, I need a mental break.
Yeah,
I love because I'm also doing a lot of other projects too.
Okay,
other shows that I'm working on that are produced by Strength and Gaming, like Advanced Band is an audio drama, very 90s nostalgia, based on when I was in middle school band.
Yeah. So it's like a radio play basically.
Yes, like an audio play. It's a dramedy, so it's comedy drama. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of editing.
Yeah, I can only imagine something like that.
I create it, so I write it, produce, get it recorded with all the voice actors, and then produce it.
So you're a regular busy Bill, is what you are.
Yeah, and I just started a new project that I call Insane Ramblings, where it's a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, I'll probably edit this crap out later, because I'm just talking about my shit right now. But we're talking, something will come out of it.
Yeah.
I wrote it all when I was like 19, as like silly alternate dimensions of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really dark humor, and it's really fucked up and weird and funny.
I love fucked up and weird.
And then I was
so
like, you know
out.
What? I'm going to turn this into an audio play.
Yeah, why not?
And instead of, you know, getting voice actors to do stuff, I'm just going to do it all because it's called Insane Ramblings, and it's going to sound even crazier if you can tell that most of the voices are
it's all one guy.
Me,
yeah.
Even though, I mean, you can do pretty good with the editing side. I can change my voice pretty well, and then do editing and then alter the pitch and stuff. And,
yeah.
But that, of course,
creative license there for sure. That sounds really awesome. I do another podcast as well. It's called Total Combined Weight.
Total Combined Weight.
You can check that out at totalcombinedweight.com, iTunes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that show is not at all about video games. Me and two other, we'll say big brothers, we get around and we talk about with great vigor and great passion. Our love of things like regional fast foods and like snacking.
Oh, yeah. Food is good.
Yeah, food. Turns out food's really, really cool.
Food is love. Food is life.
Yes. So we get into like impromptu rankings, like what's your favorite chip of all time? Like who does the best milkshake? So that's another shameless plug for another endeavor that I'm involved in.
For me, I think it's spicy nacho Doritos.
For you, spicy nacho?
I think so.
So I'll go on the record. Holistically, Doritos is the king of chips.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
when you break that down, then you can have debates on like what's your favorite flavor.
Yeah.
But without question, if you're gonna get a bag of chips, Dorito is the absolute king of the hill.
Like I don't care for ranch anymore. I kind of grew out of that as a kid.
You can get burned down on some cool ranch.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But I still admire the.
I can eat an entire party size bag of spicy nacho Doritos. I will regret it immediately.
Sure. Yeah.
But
as,
I could
as
totally
anyone
do
would.
That. Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do, and you got to live your life. So I totally get it. So as far as this show, I mean, I can tell you what I'm digging. What are you digging?
What am I? Oh, retro games. Christ. I was in another dimension. We were talking about food and Doritos.
And then you got instantly hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Retro City Fest is cool. I've been to Sal and I have attended. I should say Strength and Gaming have attended Arcade Expo a few times.
Yep.
We like that. We don't like that it's a bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Banning. But it is the Pinball Museum, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And so, this is definitely bigger, I feel. I haven't been to the previous ones, but it's definitely bigger than Arcade Expo, I think, simply because they have it at the Pomona Fairplex.
Yeah.
The band lineup was really good.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at Arcade Expo, I'm not trying to shit on Arcade Expo. We love Arcade Expo, but I'm just trying to compare it to something.
Well, you got to compare something to something else, right?
The band lineup at Arcade Expo wasn't as good, but that's where we met Super Madness, which was like the best band that was playing there.
Yeah, no, those guys.
A few years ago,
they're really, really talented musicians.
Yeah, Nico's really cool, and I was telling Ray on your show that he like lives in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we met at. In Banning Bumfuck Nowhere,
only to find out that you like our neighbors.
I was picking up breakfast at Cafe Cup in Huntington Beach, which is an amazing restaurant, by the way. Since you like food.
Yeah, shout out to Cafe Cup.
Yeah, it's a really good, really, really good food breakfast, and he was just there. Yeah. I was like,
what the hell? Wait a minute.
There's an Instagram photo somewhere. But, I like Retro Games Fest so far. We haven't done a show in a while, so I'm tired and worn out. I'm so glad I don't have a booth to break down later.
Yep, we sure do.
Ray was looking at me like, yeah, you dick.
Yeah. See, but that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow comes when it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to worry about that right now.
Yeah, we won't talk about that anymore.
Right.
but to that effect, though, I did love doing... We had a booth in this same building at Anime Impulse.
Okay.
Which I can also compare. I like this better because it's way more video games focused. And we love anime, but there was some video game stuff at Anime Impulse, but it just got too expensive. Like,
yeah.
I was floored when Ray was like, we just exchanged advertising. I'm like, motherfucker! damn it. but we got I was like, they got in for free, and then Sal's like, well, we got in for free, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right, and we don't have to tear down a booth,
right? So you got literally the best of all the worlds,
only because you guys had a booth here and we've been chilling in your booth for the last like couple hours.
I will say our booth, I've nicknamed it the Leisure Palace.
Yes,
it's probably the most comfortable booth that you'll find here.
Yeah,
I
would not bring my futon with me. That's too much work. Like, it's definitely very comfortable and probably worth it in the long run. But is it just, it's just you two guys, right?
Yeah, and let's not get it twisted. I was bitching and moaning the entire fucking time because I don't want to move any of this shit.
Yeah.
But Ray's like, no, we need to do it. I'm going to rent a U-Haul and I'll do it by myself if you don't help me. So it's like, well, now I guess I'm helping you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day.
That's how it usually works, Sal.
Yeah.
I just guilt trip them into it.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how partnerships work.
Yeah, okay, well, we're doing this anyway. Yeah. So.
Oh, cool. So I don't give a shit about your idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and do my idea. And,
the creative director, we call him on Strength in Gaming. He does all the design work and stuff, and he helps with some of the creative direction of my other shows, too, like Advanced Band.
Okay, cool.
So I do have some help, like at least with, like, you know, an outside ear.
Yeah.
But he always gives me really good advice, like almost all the time, and I'll ignore it like 90% of the time. And then a month later, I'll be like, dude, we should totally do this. And he'll be like, I fucking told you that like last month. And I was like, I'm glad I thought of it.
Yeah. No, with us, like,
of course, I'm just being a dick.
Ray will have an idea where it's like bringing all this stuff to the show. Like, it's something that's like really labor intensive and I'm naturally lazy. And then I won't want to do it. And then we do it, and then we end up doing it, and I'll be like, God damn it, it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it goes.
And we generally, Strength of Gaming will generally pull together for that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
It is, like, I know I was joking about the booth setup and stuff, but we do tend to have three or four people at least, so that does make it easier, and half the amount of shit.
So you guys taking your show to conventions like this, what are some of the conventions you guys have done?
Anime Impulse, we did twice, which was here, and we did Long Beach Comic Con once.
Okay.
And those were booths that we did. And then we've also just taken this little handy Zoom recorder.
Yep, the H4N.
To here, obviously. Mm-hmm. Arcade Expo multiple times. We did one of our favorite things. This would be, I don't know why I didn't fucking talk about it when we were on your show, but we were at Anime Impulse, and this guy Howard Hallis, he's an artist and pretty well known, and he's also known to have the biggest Doctor Strange collection, like in the world. I think he may have done like a Guinness Book World Record or something. Anyways,
wow.
He had a booth across from us, and he was making holographic photographs. Like, where you could take selfies with your friends, and then they would move when you know,
like those, reticulated, whatever the shit. The ones that have, like, the plastic slat things over it. And when you move it, you see different animations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was making those, and he comes over to our booth, and he hands us his card, and he goes, you know, I got a Polybius box, or, you know, arcade cabinet at home.
Yeah.
And it sounded so creepy. We were so like, what is he... Is he inviting us to his house right now? What is
especially
happening?
To play this like urban myth game that, that kills kids or like drives kids crazy.
Yes.
It's a little suspect. It's a little suspect.
Long story short, we did and it was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. And you're alive.
It was it was creepy at first, but like it was funny because when we got there we were joking about how we were all gonna get raped and roofied before we, you know, on our way over there.
Yeah, before a handshake.
And of course when we got there, not only was he there, but his wife and his mother in law were like there hanging out. And he has two awesome cats. I think it was like Nacho and Vesuvius, not Vesuvius, a different whatever's. He had his two cool cats and we did not get raped or roofied or die or anything. And we got a really fun episode out of it. But it was fun. Yeah. I mean, we're not in the studio. And by the way, the loving nickname for Strength and Gaming Studio is Uncle Touchy Shirtless Podcast Studio. shirts, however, are required. It's a misnomer. Pants are not.
Okay. Yeah. It's to throw you off.
Yeah,
it's
to throw you off. It is to throw you off. And we rarely ever wear pants. And the way we get around that is it's balls fucking hot in the studio almost at all times because we're two big dudes.
Right.
But then sometimes my cousin's there and he's almost as tall as him, but like twice as wide.
Right. So an ultra big dude.
Yeah. And Kat always wears dresses. So that's not pants, right? So
that counts. That counts.
That's I just wanted to tell the listeners how the sausage is made.
Right.
And some of the illusion has been removed.
And the listenership, they appreciate the sort of sausage make. I mean, they need that.
They appreciate sausage making.
Yes.
That's like our entire show is dick and fart jokes when we're not talking about video games.
Yeah, ours too.
I think there's an 80-20 there too, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say like 9 out of 10 podcasts are talking about dick and fart jokes.
Yeah, and that's why we can't fucking get any listeners. God damn it. No, I'm just kidding. Because we've been doing it for a while, but we have a loyal following, that's for sure.
That's cool.
We have a lot. We have some, like, we're international in the sense that there is at least, like, one person on every continent. One person.
Right.
That really likes us.
Yeah.
Just one.
Did Ray talk to you guys about Gary?
No, I don't think so.
So Gary is the made up name for our fake fan.
Oh,
because we have no idea who listens to our show really.
Okay.
Or anything.
Well,
like
now you know we will.
There you go. But so Gary is the guy that we always make reference to, or like if we say something like off color or whatever it is, like we always have to think about Gary's feelings. And so far Gary has not reached out.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because we never thought about doing that, and for the longest time, I'm going to say for about the first 3.5 years, we were the same way. Didn't have anybody talking to us, but now we have this Polish Canadian guy Prem, who's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid in fucking North Carolina, works at Wendy's. Don't remember his name, but he randomly asked to join our uncensored group. So I have a Facebook page, and we have an uncensored group, which we're gonna have to add you guys to. And that's basically where like all the hosts will post the most messed up shit that we want to talk about or whatever.
Yeah.
And he asked to join it because it's invite only, but it's public in the sense that if you like the page, you can ask to join.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to answer 3 questions. And he said that he's been listening to us since the beginning, and then he listens every day in his questions. So I was like, all right. Okay, this guy's legit. It's not some random person trying to join my group.
Right, right.
But let's invite him and then give him a little trial period. And then we just asked him a bunch of questions. He answered everything perfectly. And we're like, holy crap. I was like, who is this guy? Yeah. He knows the show. It was weird. So, like, we only have, like, 2.5 people like that. But it's, like, the best feeling.
Oh, totally.
When you finally connect with somebody like that.
Yeah, so I have a music background. I used to play. I've played in bands since I was 13.
Okay.
And like we had some good success in some of that stuff. So like I kind of know what it's like.
Yeah.
To have people appreciate what you do, but like I really want them to appreciate the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's it's something that like I've always wanted to do. We've been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, as long as we keep going, and the two big things for me is consistency, but then as long as my partner Ray and I like just have a good time doing it,
yeah,
then it doesn't fucking matter.
Exactly, and that's what we're all about too. we're volunteers, you know, we do it on our, because we want to have fun talking and interact with people, spread the word, you know.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Really. I think that's exactly what podcasting is all about, is just another realm of, you know, community outreach, whatever it is you want to call it. And
yeah,
you can get so down the rabbit hole in terms of like specialized niche things.
Yeah.
And that to me is the most fascinating thing about podcasting.
Yes. Where can our listeners find you guys?
So we have our website. It's autofirepowerhour.com. If you search that, autofire one word and then power hour two words, it will come up on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. I want to say Spotify, but I'm not 100% sure there. This is a funny related Spotify story. So the band that I used to be in, our label like went in through and we had Spotify and all that shit. And like every year we would get a royalty check and there's a breakdown, like accounting, whatever. And then when you see Spotify and how much money you earned, and like we weren't like a huge band or anything, but we weren't a small band either. Like we toured and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think our biggest Spotify royalty payout was like 71 cents.
Nice. That sounds like my AdSense account.
Yeah.
My Google account when we had ads on our website for a little while. It was like, I got like $1.30. It's been a few years, but man, we made it.
Yeah, big time.
And I don't even think I ever paid it out. I think it's still sitting there.
Now it's a trophy. It's something that you can reflect on and look at.
We made money off of ads on our website. Yeah. And to that effect, Prem, our awesome Polish Canadian, who we suspect might be KGB.
Yeah, as you would.
He was a patron for a while there, but then, you know, I went on the hiatus, and I'm focusing less on like trying to make money with Patreon and more just trying to grow the show and get it out there to people.
Okay,
but sorry, you were plugging your shit. Continue, please.
Yeah, so autofirepowerhour.com. We're on all the main podcast platforms. I'll say that if you like old games, we talk about that a majority. But like you, we're known to throw around a dick and fart joke, so you'll be comfortable there.
Dicks actually get thrown around in our studio.
Like footballs is what
there
you're saying.
There are dildos like in the studio.
And you spiral toss them like you're all quarterbacks.
Yes.
I got to get into this studio.
We've all been Sal, we've all been smacked in the face with a dildo at some point, right? Yes.
Sal looks confused, Samson, I must say.
I hit him really hard once. He couldn't remember.
So that's what happens. There you go. Yeah. You can check us out there. iTunes, all the major podcast platforms, and all that good stuff.
And in this episode, you will definitely have links to your shit
on our website. Absolutely tremendous.
And in the metadata of the... You know, like if you're listening on whatever you're listening on, we'll have links. Unless it's iTunes, because iTunes sucks.
Yeah.
Fucking hate iTunes.
Yeah, it's they're kind
I
of,
use it, but
well, yeah, they're the it's like the evil empire, you know? I mean, like you gotta use it, but they suck.
We shit on Apple all the time on our show,
yeah.
And I think our listenership is like 60-70% iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I mean, obviously they don't care.
Yeah, they're not listening.
They're cool. They're like, fuck they're those guys.
And while you're at it, Apple, why don't you fix your fucking phones?
They're all Android.
Why don't you fix
assholes.
That too? How's that?
Fix your phones.
Yeah.
But autofirepowerhour.com. Check them out. We've had a great time here at Retro City Fest with them, and this futon is fucking comfortable because it's the exact same one I have in our studio.
And you knew it well.
Less old girl. Cat vomit and hair.
I'll fix that though.
I'll let you decide whether it's actually my cats or the host cat that vomits on the
Fair
couch.
I love mind puzzles.
Yes.
So it works out.
Mind blasted. That is mind bottling. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to all the nerds that listened. You can find us at strengthengaming.com or email us at info@strcast.com.
What do we say, Sal?
Like with all things in life,
keep your pimp hands strong and keep your strength in gaming.
but like a beefier version.
If you fuck shite up.